Since the end of the Vietnam War, Vietnamese immigrants have found sanctuary in the U.S., even if they came here illegally. Once in this country, they couldn't be deported, even if they broke the law, because Vietnam was unwilling to take them back. That's no longer the case. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports from Orange County's Little Saigon, the largest Vietnamese community in this country.
Tri Tran says he can't sleep at night. When someone knocks on his door, he says he tiptoes to his bedroom and hides. Tran is waiting to be deported. Last month, Vietnam entered into an agreement with the U.S. to start taking back those Vietnamese who came here illegally. The move caps more than a decade of booming trade and warming relations between the two nations. There are around 8,000 Vietnamese immigrants in the U.S. who've been ordered deported. This agreement will affect 1,500 of them, including Tri Tran. He says if he's deported, his 3-year-old daughter will lose her father.
Yeah, I'm very scared. If I go back to Vietnam, I lost my wife and my daughter. That's why I don't want to go back to Vietnam.
Tran was ordered deported in 2000 after he was convicted of trafficking drugs and later served 4 years in state prison. This is something he hasn't told his wife about, but he knows it's a secret whose days are numbered. Tran's not the only one who's scared. On a recent morning, hundreds of Vietnamese immigrants pack a community center in Little Saigon to ask immigration attorneys questions about the new deportation agreement. Like Tran, many here received deportation orders after they were convicted of a crime. But for many others set to be deported, their only crime was arriving to this country illegally.
The first question that we got was, how do I know if I have a removal or deportation order?
The immigration attorneys answering questions say they've received hundreds of calls in recent weeks from worried Vietnamese immigrants. Attorney Kim Liu says they should be worried.
I think that the U.S. government may compel the Vietnamese government to take on more deportees because their goal is to deport all removal aliens by 2012.
The recent agreement will affect those Vietnamese who came here after 1995 when the U.S. reestablished diplomatic ties with Vietnam. Liu's worried that someday the U.S. will deport the more than 6,000 Vietnamese with deportation orders who came to the U.S. before 1995. A spokeswoman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement says she doesn't think that'll happen. Either way, she says, it's important to understand that all Vietnamese immigrants with removal orders have broken the law. Still, returning immigrants to a country whose human rights record the U.S. State Department recently labeled unsatisfactory is baffling to many. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from San Jose, joined 12 other lawmakers in condemning the agreement in a letter sent to U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff.
We're supposed to be the country that stands for freedom. So this is a radical departure from our past policy.
In a popular coffee house in Little Saigon, groups of elderly Vietnamese men stir their coffee, smoke, and chat. Lac Tan Nguyen spent 2 years in a communist re-education camp before escaping Vietnam. Though he and his friends share hatred for the government in Hanoi, many of them are fine with deporting people they call lawbreakers.
I think everybody will feel okay if they have been deported to Vietnam because they abuse the freedom here.
Nguyen admits the Vietnamese community is divided on this issue. Despite the concerns, Nguyen strongly believes that America will continue to be a sanctuary for Vietnamese escaping political persecution. That is, he says, if they remember to obey the law once they arrive here. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.